The story goes of the Ofsted schools inspector who sat in on the Sermon on the Mount. He graded the lesson satisfactory, saying Jesus showed promise as a teacher, but criticising him for not submitting a lesson plan. Well, the irony of the story is that the whole of the Sermon on the Mount is a plan. The most perfect ever plan of how to live the human life. Present circumstances offer us the chance to reflect on our lives and how well they mirror the template that Jesus set out. So take some time to read Matthew chapters 5 to 7 and to reflect on where you've got it right in your life and where changes may be needed. For many, this is a worrying time, so let me just mention one verse. It's Matthew 6, 28. Who of you, by worrying, can add a single hour to his life? And why do you worry about clothes? But consider how the lilies of the field grow. Worrying does not solve our problems, but trusting in God can give us peace. That picture of the lilies always speaks deeply to me. First, it's an encouragement to look at and enjoy nature. Nature is evidence of God all around us. So this week, take some time to be still and enjoy, really enjoy, the beauty of a flower or a tree. Like this. This is my pet orchid. I call her Lily. Second, as the verse says, consider how the lilies grow. Flowers do two things to grow. They root themselves in good soil, as we can by living lives consistent with Jesus' teaching in the Sermon on the Mount. And second, they reach up. They reach directly up to heaven and drink in God's gifts of sun and rain. So when worries crowd in, as they often do, remember how the lilies of the field grow. Reach up to God, receive his good gifts, and thank him for the many blessings he gives us day by day.